Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, the National Ploughing Championships have been taking place this week at Rathan Inniscea in County Laois. Once again, there's been huge crowds and a large Donegal contingent making the trip south. I've been speaking with the assistant manager of the National Ploughing Championships, Anna Marie McHugh. Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with the Farming Independent, first with Farming News and Views every Tuesday. Great crowds once again. Before we just talk a little bit about this year's event, fair to say that over the years things have gone from strength to strength, and I suppose the people who were there in the early years could scarcely have imagined how big and an important an event this has become.
Quite true. You know, I was asked today by a Polish delegation when the event started, how big was it? And it was in 1931, and there was 9 counties took part, and the event cost, I think, £9 and so many shillings. And today it costs over £4 million to put the event together for the 4 days, 3 days, sorry.
And I suppose to put it in perspective, you know, to find a site isn't always easy. I mean, we're talking, what, 700-800 acres of land required to put on an event like this?
Absolutely, and it's not as simple as just getting that amount of land. It has to be the right type of land. It has to be strategically located near with roadways. It has to have very limited overhead power lines, if any. It has to have good ploughing, good level ploughing ground. And it has to have plenty of ample good ground for car parking right around the perimeter. So there are a lot of factors.
In terms of the numbers of people that are going to be there over the week, we're talking about a couple of 100,000.
Absolutely. It's looking like that. We clocked figures today in the region of 77,000, I believe. So it's certainly a tremendous start to the week. And we're looking forward to having good attendance over the next 2 days as well. It's looking very positive. We were quite concerned yesterday evening because we had very, very heavy rain here on site. But that's gone now, and we had a beautiful day today, and people came in their thousands. So we're looking forward to another good day tomorrow.
Now, the actual ploughing events obviously form an important part of the overall week. But we can talk about them in a moment. But it's the number of exhibitors and the stands that has really taken off in recent years. And we're talking now in excess of 1,200 stands.
Oh, you are, yes. I'm here looking actually at one of the drone pictures that we're taking early morning today of the exhibition arena, and it's just phenomenal to look at it. We have over 1,500 exhibitors at the event this year, and you know, they're a total cross-section of everything that's Irish, really, and everything that's showcasing Irish rural life. And a tremendous amount of exhibitors, and the actual standard of exhibit that have been put together are superb. And you know, you have companies really that have spent huge amount of time and effort and money into their displays, and it really makes it all very worthwhile for them.
Now, Michael D. Higgins, the president, was there for the opening, and I think he made the comment that looking around the stands, that it reflects every aspect of Irish life.
It does. There's no doubt about that. You know, somebody would say, what's at the event that would interest people? And really everything, because, you know, from a needle to an anchor, as they say, because everything from the largest item of farm machinery to the very smallest piece of handcrafted timber, and everything from, you know, specially designed caps to little tractors and models of tractors, and garden furniture, huge retail area, huge educational area. We have up to 17 groups between schools and colleges here with the Science Foundation. We have what we're told is the biggest motor show in the country, with 12 different brands of cars and Jeep companies here, and many of them with launches happening this week as well. So huge cross-section, and it's a high street of business this week.
We hear a lot about Ireland being the food island, and this is another example, and we've everything from brown bread to scones and all sorts of meats.
We truly do. We have the Irish Country Women's Association are doing many demonstrations during the week. We have also the National Brown Bread Baking Competition here in association with ICA and Aldi, and we also have introduced the Fróige cupcakes competition, which is great, bringing the youth in and teaching them skills like baking, which is very positive. We have also another super project going on with Dermot Gavin and young club members in Fróiga. We have a group from Clare, a group from Leash here, a group from Galway, and we have a fourth group as well, and from Ballybanning in Galway. And they're fantastic. Beautiful gardens have been designed and erected here on the site, and they'll bring those gardens back to their home places. We had the pony game today with up to 30 teams from all over the country taking part, kids from under 10 to under 15. Tomorrow we have the junior hunt chase, and Thursday the senior hunt chase. We have a huge vintage exhibition. We have thrashing. We have meggers. We have sheepdog trials. We have sheep shearing. We have seminars. I think we stocked up there this evening. At least 7 or 8 celebrity chefs here throughout the week. And again, showcasing the best of Irish food. And we all know that no matter where we travel, I think that the best place and the best country in the world for food and good food is here in Ireland.
The economy, the general feeling is picking up. And I suppose if you look at the National Ploughing Championships, perhaps it's it can reflect as a barometer of what things are happening nationally. Do you get a sense that there's more money about, that there's people looking to invest?
There is money about, there's no doubt about that. Certainly, you know, the economy is picking up. It's been a tough year for the farming communities, no doubt about that. And there's a lot of issues out there that are unresolved. And the President even alluded to that today, that there's nothing there that can't be rectified, but there are issues in the farming sector that need to be. Because, you know, as you see from an event like the ploughing, it just showcases, you know, that agriculture is at the core of Irish business. And when you see all the businesses that are here, they're in some way connected to rural Ireland and to the agricultural base. And we're spanning every possible industry. So it just shows that a lot of trade does come back grassroots in agriculture. And it's so vitally important that the few people that are still in farming, be it full-time or part-time, that it is recognised and they're actually getting a fair allowance for the job that they're doing.
Anna Marie McHugh, the Assistant Manager of the National Ploughing Championships. Speaking at the opening day of the National Ploughing Championships, the IFA President, Eddie Downey, said that the association would be sending a clear message to all politicians visiting the IFA stand that government action is needed to ensure the economic recovery in Dublin and the main cities is fully reflected throughout rural Ireland. He said that the ploughing event is a showcase that reflects the interdependency of so many businesses in the farming sector. He pointed out that agriculture, as our largest indigenous industry, has shown resilience in helping the recovery, with an increase in exports of 50% and a level of economic activity that supports 300,000 jobs. Mr. Downey added that farming and the agri-sector play a pivotal economic role across the country, and said that the full funding of the Rural Development Programme, €580 million per annum, will provide a valuable stimulus to rural Ireland. Well, what are the options for increasing family farm income? Are they through on-farm efficiencies or through diversification? To help farmers make wise financial decisions and inspire diversification ideas, Teagasc is holding a series of options workshops for farm families at 12 locations throughout the country this autumn. Each workshop will consist of 5 sessions run over 5 consecutive weeks and will include visits to local farms and entrepreneurs who have succeeded in diversifying their farming activities. Topics covered at the workshops will include idea generation, assessing your enterprise, developing your idea, family farm finances, marketing and direct selling, food enterprise possibilities, rural tourism, organic opportunities, alternative land use options, and business plan basics. The Donegal workshop will be held in the Mill Park Hotel Donegal Town on Wednesday, the 11th of November at 7:30 p.m. Staying with Teagasc, well, it's one of 68 governmental and non-governmental organisations that have agreed a shared plan of action to tackle pollination decline and make Ireland a place where pollinators can survive and thrive. Globally, bees are the most important pollinators because they visit flowers to collect pollen for their larvae, as well as feeding exclusively on the nectar of flowers as adults. Of 100 crops providing 90% of the world's food, 71 are pollinated by bees. One third of our 98 bee species in Ireland are threatened with extinction. About three quarters of our wild plants also require insect pollinators. So without pollinators, the Irish landscape would be a very different and less beautiful place. Their value to tourism and to branding our produce abroad is enormous. Well, the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan 2015 to 2020 makes Ireland one of the first countries in Europe with a strategy to address pollination decline and protect pollination services. The initiative has generated huge support and has culminated in agreement to deliver 81 actions to make Ireland more pollinator-friendly. The plan identifies actions that can be taken on farmland, public land and private land, including the planting of more flowers on farms. Tom Hayes, the Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, with responsibility for forestry, has advised landowners that the forestry planting programme is now open. It's been decided that the periods of application for financial approval for technically approved afforestation scheme applications will no longer be divided between autumn of 1 year and spring of the following year. Instead, it's intended that the current period for applications for financial approval will remain open through the remainder of 2015 and into 2016. Livestock prices, cattle prices, steers €3.95 a kilo, heifers €4.05 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.10 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.70 a kilo. Sheep prices, spring lamb €4.90 a kilo to 22 kilos, and ewes €2.75 a kilo. And finally, the closing date for applications under the first tranche of the Young Farmer Capital Investment Scheme has been extended to Friday. This is due to minor technical difficulties. These are currently being addressed by the Department of Agriculture. Farmers who have set up companies wishing to apply under the Young Farmer Capital Investment Scheme should first contact the On-Farm Investments Division at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Johnstown Castle. The number there is 053... 9163 400. Well, that's it for another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening. Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with the Farming Independent, first with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday.